Mr. Chairman. Well, on the title of Street Life, we've been discussing a very explored matter, which has a lot to do with the public space, which should be more or less complementary definition of street life, where we meet symbolic values, we're supposed to get attractivity, we want to guarantee to put quality in our towns. The examples we had probably refers to two of the three possible categories or typologies where I've tried to put this kind of discussion. Since, as a planner, finally, we must try to identify our professional practice, maybe sometimes simplifying, but to be clear what we are doing and where, and what we have to do in a better way. The first category, which is possible, which is identifiable, is the consolidated one, the city center, or the historical heart of many of our European towns. To this subject was dedicated all the yesterday's session, where we examined different type of city center interventions, both with the historical, with important historical elements or not, because sometimes they've been destroyed by the war. Or we have been examining both north and south of Europe, which are in different conditions, following what we can say the urban life cycle, which is not the same all over the continent, or all over the regions, and show us that there are different steps in the urban life, which must be recognized because they have different they need different cares from us. But anyway, this kind of consolidated, I call, approach needs preservation plus revitalization. That's the main care for the downtown, for the city center. Well, the urban museum idea is more or less dominant, since many times for the most majority, we have important historical elements to preserve. And where, so this is a little bit newer, public transport policy is needed if you want to combine street life with quality and attractivity. That's an upcoming element, but we must acquire it as a stable element. It's impossible to give to find out a good solution for a city center without having a strong and clear transport policy, which means as well public transport policy expanding, reinforcing, supporting, and private transport penalization. A second typology, should be identified with what we can say the industrial town, 20th century district, more or less, as to identify the period and the map of our ideal town, where the element of industrial decline connected with urban restructuring and renovating. We had some cases in the exhibition, not in the session, for instance, Munich, or Turin, or Porto, or something else, where we are not no more in the central district, but in the semi-central area, district circle, where new action are needed, and where innovation is the point. Urban mobility strategic management is a part, fundamental part of this, since you can act in this part of the town if you have a wide mobility strategy, a regional one, because the impact on this part of the town many times needs restructuring both the built environment but also the road layout. And in this case there are at least two scales of approach. One is larger scale road network approach, and the other is a small scale of local built environment we are going to substitute for better or to make a betterment or anyhow to intervene on. This double scale means that it's a more complex nature of intervening, since where in the historical center you more or less are preserving all the existing built elements and working on the surface, both vertical and horizontal. Here you have also to substitute important part of built environment, volumes, activities, functions. And the third category, which we can identify, I've tried to identify as the problematic one, which has to do with the urban outskirts, urban fringes, where the town is reproducing itself in a new way, different from the past. We've heard now from other reporters several elements for this. We are finding out the first layers of the town of the future, but it's not stabilized. We are looking at it because it's the most vital and unexpected element of our towns, where creation is needed, creation of new urban environment, but not only, identification of new meaning and values, contributing to creating a new urban society. This is the most difficult part. It's both outskirts or suburban areas where it's difficult to distinguish one from the other. These of intervention, shopping malls, big roads, are known, but they are not enough to identify a style of life. It's just a quantity waiting, looking for quality, which will be produced in the future after a certain research. In this research, many kind of professionals are involved. Some planners, surely, but urban designer, landscape architects as well, sociologists, and so on, artists, and so on. So it's a kind of new urban world to be created. And finally, a little bit horizontal approach to urban innovation has been given by the intervention, the relator who spoke about the light in the town, lighting the town in the night, as a new technological opportunity to make town attractive in the night, which means as well that our towns are living 24 hours per day. So it's a continuous urban life cycle we are attending to. And following this, which is a change in the history of town, since there was a day and there was a night, and it belonged to a certain lifestyle of the past, which is changed, surely metropolis, but it's changed also medium small-sized towns. So the opportunity of, that's one reason, not the only one, there, there's an opportunity to reinterpret the meaning and form, the shapes of the town, underlying certain parts, structures, both old and new, bridges, for instance, but church towers as well, and other things as well, as a new opportunity which has so much to do with artistic creation, as a reinterpretation, like reinterpretation of the town, since it doesn't change stones and bricks and spaces, but just gives another interpretation. That's a potentiality. That's not a recipe for everything, if you want, you can use, otherwise not. Anyhow, we must consider also this kind of new approach as an opportunity to the town. So, I think there's not so much to add, to be synthetic and try to explain to all people who did not attend our session what is what's happening. Our material, as I told you, was a relatively well-explored material, but it doesn't mean that we know everything. We had a lot of examples, and we can also have a lot of explanations. So, the matter is open, but if anyone is able to understand something,
yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.